the shiur yesterday, we ended with a whodunit, with a question as follows. The Gemara is explicitly in Masechta Zvachim that Tzadi Dalet Amud Beis, we can't find Baruch Hashem today on the screen, that a concept known as Shuyaso Zeo Kibuso. Now, this is not, that expression is not found in Masechta Shabbos in the Gemara itself. It's found in Rashi. Rashi quotes it, let's just refresh our memories and take a look at the Rashi on the Mishnah itself. The Mishnah on Kuf Mem Beis Amud Beis. Does everyone look there, please? Kuf Mem Beis Amud Beis. See what it says. The Mishnah tells us, last two lines in the Mishnah. Hoysel of the Shleshes, the Kancha Bismartut, a dry rag. That's it, the dry rag. Hoysel Shalor. If it's made from leather, then you can put it into water until this junk falls off. It's rope, and so on, it's called a shlesh. It's fine. Rashi says, Mekanka bismartut, v'hitan olea mai b'stam kar shal beged hu, u beged shriyosin mai hu kibuzo. Rashi quotes the Gemara. In my Gemara, it says on the side, Zvachim tzadi dal on the base. Hoysel the shlesh hu, al kar shal or lav kabar kibuzo. Nosna my machetifle, for me you kibus mamish low. Why? Howl the stam korim uksos rakim ninu. Shaykh lememu kibus the oros rakim. Me you shriosan, those el kibusan. Hold this mefurish bezvachim, peregnam chazim. Right, just quoting the Gemara in Zvachim. Okay, let's take a look. We say korim uksos the rakim ninu. And he quotes our Mishnah. Hoysa shalor nosna my machetifle. Right? So the question then becomes, what halacha? The Rava says, "Kol kibus lef lekiskus lo shme kibus." Okay. So apparently, if you didn't, what's kiskus? Rabbi Zalman Masha, I'm demonstrating kiskus. This, you rub it around like this. It's a lot of rubbing. That's called kibus. But stam kibus without that significant rubbing action, that doesn't count. So what would this be? What doesn't count? Let's take a look at Rashi, because Rashi is important. We can go back and forth from the Gemara to the Rashi. What does Rashi say? Korah makos derak aninu de'en osnos nala me'orach she'noach lishkalol. You want to put your head on it. It's going to be too thick. It wouldn't be good if you want it to be soft. You don't want it to be hard. Kiskus. Mishav shev tzido alzeh tzido alzeh. I just showed it to you. Watch this now. Hilchah. No sein olav mayim ad shetichla shari ba'or afilu barach. Okay. Ulechaman torech yachi beganami kibus lohavi elo ayadei kiskus. We'll skip the Gemara, see the Rashi. Beganami yitin olav mayim v'amai tana mekanecha v'smartut, means only without any water. So the Gemara answers, we know the Gemara. We know the end. The Gemara answers this question. Beg a trust of kibuso. Rabbi Latame. Zorak suda lamayim. Chayov. Okay. Very nice. She also is kibuso. Rabbi seems to be, no one that seems to argue with this concept. The whole world agrees with it. And Shem. Right? Everyone agrees, right? Doresh Rabbi. Mutalino lechabes minol b'shaks. Omer Papa the Rabba, Omer Avashi, Ruchi Barashi, Zimin Sagin, Habakeim the Kameh the Rav, Vishach Shechili Misani b'maya, Shich Shechin, Aval Kibus Lo. You all say Mutal lechabes, no, only Shich, but Shich just means you put it in water. You don't do anything besides that. We'll see soon. Hado Uke Rabba Mor Alei Vidarish, Before, what did he say? Kol kibus less be kiskus, lo shme kibus. He backed out from that. That's a mistake. Even a kibus without a kiskus is prohibited. Rabosai says Rashi. Here again, I'm still here. Says Rashi. Hadar Uki, But also Shah Khaza Ahmad and Mitogum and Ahmad Ashmad Rabim, Shani Khaz Mi Mashad the Rashti, as an Easter, even in a case where you are not doing a kiskus, rubbing one against the other. Plain kibbutz is also, what is, how do you define plain kibbutz? It doesn't say we had plain kibbutz. Let's go back to the links in the Rashi. Let's make links on Rashi. No. But I wanted to show you, I can't show you here because it's not here. But it's a sheep of the kubetis that's from the side of the standard Gemara in the Sefer Zvachim. Here we go. Shita Mekubetzes has the following comment on that Rashi. I'd love to show it to you, but I'm unable to right now. So Rashi says, on the words, Beganami, we have the Rashi, Yitan Olav Mayim, Bamaitona Mekancha Bismartut. So what's my answer to that question? The Shuras Lo Kibus, all right? So the Shita Mekubetzes adds a word. Yitan Olav Mayim. So the Shita Mekubetzes, Uvelo Kiskus. Kiskus is awesome. But there are both said there are three levels. Shikshuch, right? Then there is Kibus. And then there is Kiskus. So Rashi is aware of the fact that Kiskus is a problem, because the Gemara said that already. Let me show it back to the Gemara. Because Gemara already said, okay, how do I get out of this? No, I don't want that. I just want a clean Gemara. El Amarava called Kibbutz, let's look Kiskus, Lav Shmei Kibbutz. So the Gemara is now asking, so Beged Nami, so Rashi explains, so what do you mean? Don't do kiskus. Kiskus is a problem. But do kibbutz without kiskus. What's kibbutz without kiskus? How do you define kibbutz without kiskus? Means it's not just shriya. Shriya means you just put soap in the water and don't touch it. Kiskus means you go like this to shiochas mishnei stadim and you rub it in a very aggressive way. So rather, what does this mean on both sides? This means a kibbutz without a kiskus. So what are the kibbutz without a kiskus? What it means is, like this. Just, rub it a little bit. You rub it. Without kiskus. That's the Gemara's question. Gemara is a shrasi kibbutz. Never back out from that, right? Never, but we don't find it backed out from that. Never. Okay, that's Pashup Shah. However, let's open the question which we left off with on Thursday, which is the Sharatian's question. How come the Rambam completely left out this Gemara, Mefurashi Gemara. Zorak Sudu Lumayim Chayef. Because she also kibusa. Left it. It's not a Ramba. It's not my Kasha. The Sharatian asks his Kasha in Simon Shinbeis. How come the Rambam omitted a Mefurashi Gemara and Zvachim, Sadi Dal and Amit Beis? At first glance, no one argued this Gemara. The Gemara never backed out from this Gemara. How come it's not there? Sharatzin is Sifkat Nun Gimel. Ule Pel al Ramba. Shlo Hetik Behilchel Shabbos. Remember the Ramba. Zorak Sudo Lamayim Chayim. Vitzorachim. It's a great kasha. So, what answer might be? Now the question is here. Oh, on both sides. How many Sforum do we really get over here? You'll have to remind me. Is that going to raise it? The Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Osai. Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch. Now I'm before the Shulchan Aruch. The question is, how much will I get over here? Well, Rabbi Kivege, it doesn't count. Let me ask you a question. Kivei doesn't count as one of the first from Shulchan Aruch? How can it be?
I think it's there.
Oh, Baruch Hashem, it's here. Thank God I found it. Baruch Hai. Watch this.
believe it's on. It's in Simon Shin Yud Tes.
It's referred to, Rav Osai, the Mishnah Brewer makes a reference to it. In the Let's see if we can find it straight. Oh, here it is. Take a look at both sides and open up some Shin Yud Tes Sifyud. Shin Yud Tes Sifyud. You'll see, Baruch Hashem, with a little creativity, we can find things even though we don't have the other part of the computer. You can find it this way. What did it say? Yayin Omayim Shem Slulin Mutul Asanim Meshameres. It's fundamentally, it's a borer problem. It's a borer issue. So the borer issue, Rambam explains, Mishnah, Rambam said, just give you the plan. I'd like to finish this malacha tomorrow, Lineta. I'd like to start the Chazara on Tuesday. A reminder, to start Chazara from borer. The Lord will be a lot of things we spoke about. All right? Dov is going to tell us what the Bechin is going to be. That's a democratic vote. But the Chazara is going to start on Mitzvashem on Tuesday. Continue till I guess after Purim, and then when the Bechina will be, whenever the Talmidim want. Our next topic is about Rifuah. That's all part of it. We spoke about the first day. Okay, just reminding myself. Aba Besudar Mayim Asim Mishum Libun. See how things get mixed in? There's a Libun problem over here. Another Mashkim Avot. So Libun gets mixed in over here. Okay. So take a look over here in the Bir Alacha Mishum Libun. Abu Mishameres, Mashmad Lo Shaykh Bolibun. And no one knows why. Magan Avraham seems to say, no, that the Das has sovereign the Af Be'en Bo Lichluch, Amina Shrasa Kibu, so which we spoke about at length last week. Yehosur, the Stan of my Abu Mishameres, for Kasafti, Kasam Liel, Basim and Shinbei, Siftes Be'alocha, Yeshlocha Shadeazu, namely, that even though there's no Tinuf, it's the Lassim. The Koma Gompazeh here. Hey, Kalim, should remember the Zira. It's a Mephurish Gemara. See, we have the Ferish. The Megal Behedim and Mayim Slulim. Lissananam. Bechala Poskim. Hetiku. Let's take a look at the Gemara and see what that is. You shouldn't just think it's out of nowhere. That's Kuf Lamed Tes Lamed Beis. A Mephurish Gemara. We've been there again before in the context of Borah primarily, but it's a Levan component as well. Omaziri. No, say no. The miayin sol, miayin slum. The first word line. The sukkah b'shemeres b'shabbes. The eino choshesh. All right. The fundamental sukkah is about borer. What about the libun concept? Why is there no libun water? Water normally is considered a laundering agent in shiurim of kibuso. Why doesn't it apply over here? Let's take a look. Oh, so back over here. So beforeish. Why? We tried it in Tosef Shabbos last week, and I'm going to try it today. I'll show you in a different source. I lemogan Avraham to Mefurish Gemara. Al karchav memra the zira pliga amadekayim alon shiosuzel kibuso. And since we passed the shiosuzel kibuso, we reject ziri. Here's what Bikiv Eger, watch. He remembered the Zira, Nos and Oda, Mayan, Slulim, and Tokum, and Shamaris. Benachosh, and Tsarkloma, the Ziri, Lo Svirli, he denies, he the Perakdam Chatas, the Shiosa Kibuso. Here's what on. He denies it. With Svirli, with Tamba, the Masnissen, the host of the Shlesh, and the Kanto, with Smartut. Avalit in Mayim Asa. Why? You deny Shiasa Kibusa. Why? Hayne mitam Shema Yisrod. Oh, what is Shema Yisrod? Is there a rabbana? Aval fi alocha de kaimla on Shiasa Kibusa. Mayim in Mishameres Asur. Kach bir kavanas of Angan Avram. Bishar Melech Perk of Beis Mechel Shabbos is there. It really is there. I looked it up. It's there. It's there. So what does he say? It's a machlokas at Sugis. Ziri holds, you don't say Shiosu Kibuso, and therefore, at the end of the day, we reject Ziri, because he passed Shiosu Kibuso.
Rabosai is another alternative. It's another alternative. And it's interesting how this alternative plays out. Watch this. I want to first tell you what the Tosefta Shabbos really held by showing it to you, not in the regular Shulchan Aruch. Let me go back here. Oh, this is what's called. No. Chibur Masav Shulchan Aruch. Similar. Shulchan Aruch Harav, Rabosai. He's going to tell you in two places what this really means. First, we'll see it locally here in this siman, in Shin Yud Tes. Then we'll see it in greater length in the Kuntres Achron. So let's first see this. He tells you what it means here in brief. Later, he's much more marach in the Kuntres Achron. So here, Abosai in siman Shin Yud Tes, the Alta Lubavitcher Rebbe tells you pshat. Okay. Here we go. Watch. Oh, the shameres she asuya lekach, the eino choshes shesavta, began eino choshes lelibuna klal, lefichach ein libuna choshet klum, less ashiyasa b'shulkach. Afla omrim shiyasa beged zel kibuso. A beged, yes, not a mishameres. Why? It's. He just explains. It's nothing. Doesn't tell you by riches why. If you look over here, I told you before, in the Kuntres Achron. Anyway, in Shin Beis, it's much more expansive. Watch. Oh, watch this. He's going in a different case, which we spoke about a little bit last week. The difference between Maya Merubim and Maya Mewatim. Look at the rats. Libun ze machmas atzmo, ein achoshel the klum. Kevish udava muat. The ain derech klal ahachshiv libun mashu bebegad godol. The isur halibun. Look at this. This is semi-psychological. Humishim chazusa. What does libun accomplish? It makes something look better. The chazusa lav milsehi. It's a gemara b'kama. Elam kein derech ha'olam lahachshiv chazusa zu. And talk about a musa shvus. What a deep idea. What's the Rebbe saying over here? The Rebbe is teaching us that the Easter of Malabein is purely for appearances only. So for those who don't care about appearances, or items that appearances don't count, like a Mishameres, it's just a seed, no one looks at it for its appearance, then even if objectively the item is now cleaner than it was before, who cares? It's irrelevant. This is a deep idea. This is almost a Hasidic idea, right? But it's a brilliant idea. That's what the Tosefta Shabbos meant. That's certainly what he meant. This is the Yisod Gadol, and here he compares it to Tzviya, which he spoke about at great length when we learned Tzoveya. I'm not going into it right now. This is our famous one about Tzoveya. He says that if you don't care what it looks like, it's not called Tzoveya either. And this answers the Mogan Avraham's question. Mishamerish nami litzer. Mishamerish nami keva delo ichbas pla b'libuna l'shem adam. Ein libuna choshev klum. V'havi kemo dava mu'achin is bar. That's what he's saying, Rabosai. No one cares what it looks like. Chazusa lav milsi. Klal. Chein lo chevez bo klal. Kam ein derech ha'olam lachbots bo klal. It's nothing. It's nothing. It's zero. It's zero. That's all. Not by Tzoveya, not by Malabein. That's the Yisod of the Alta Lubavitcher Rebbe. That's what he says. Okay? Fine?
Kabishriya Muetas. Also, Ma'at Asu Enli Buno Nika Yafel the Maris Hayim. They should bottle the mute like Abba Beget. Enka Chazus a clown. And then can Achshavinu Iyu. The Machshavta of a Kabanoso Rabosai. Then he goes into the issue of Tzviya. It's like Libun, it's a little bit different than Libun, without going into all the details. And he gives an example as follows, Rabosai. Look at this. Afarandat, okay. Shekosav Shem Hamasuchraya Mislabenis. The Pnei Shein Derech Libun Bekach, Masha the Svirle, the Kol Shein Osochet Biyodav Derech Nekius, Lo Mikri Derech Libun, Av She Sochet Mamish, Kol Shein Beshriya Bialva, Bederech Lichluch. Rabbi also here he seems to be saying that the word of Derech Lichluch is a similar idea, that you don't care what it looks like. You don't care what it looks like. Why? Because it's Derech Lichluch, you're making it dirtier. Even though some objective, maybe some cleanliness involved, it's not a problem, Rabbi Osai. This is the assault. Isn't the Rebbe brilliant? Out the Rebbe. This is fantastic stuff. Okay? There's a Kuntres Achron here in Simon, Shin, Beis. Okay? Keep it in mind. Okay. So the Shara Melech said Pshat. Go back to Bekibe. So what did Shara Melech say? Which way did he go? He went by saying a suggestion. Say Pshat in the Mogan Avram. That since we paskin shiasu kibuso, we must reject ziri. Rav Osai is the opposite possibility as well. No, accept ziri and reject what shiasu kibuso. Ah, if that's the case, it would explain very well the Sharatian's kasha. Sharatian is hot when the Rambam left out the din of shiasu kibuso. So the answer is the Rambam paskin against Rava based upon Zihiri. Because the Rambam holds that we see that not only is it look at the Rambam Shomeris. Look at this, look. Look over here in the Shulchan Aruch. We started in the Shinyan Tesif Yud. Ava Mesudar Mayim Otsu Mishim Liba. Says the Gemachaba the next line. Ula Rambam Bimishameres Osur Afilu Mayim Afiyayim Slulim. Why? Because of Borer. Because of Borer. Alright? It looks like Borer. So the whole sugya now is only be matter what? It's only be matter sudar. Bafilu b'sudrim lo hitiru ala b'tzlulim avlo b'achurim. Yeah, but you see klar from our Gemara. And he will also matter sudar when it comes to Mayim. So here, all of a sudden, the Alter Rebbe's teretz not going to work. Also, pay attention. The Alter Rebbe with teretz works according to the Mechbebi Paschal Alach and the Mechaber. Then Mishameres is permissible. Then you can apply the principle, no one cares what it looks like. Can't say that by a Sudar. But according to the Rambam, this is all found in the Megillah Sefer. According to the Rambam, Mishameres also Misham Borer. So the Gemara is matter by Mayim Slulim, was talking about the Sudar. Sudar, the Alter Rebbe's Teretz won't work. So now there's an absolute contradiction between Zeiri and Rava. So instead of saying, as Rebbe Kivegas, just a few moments of Rome, that we reject Ziri based upon Rava. For Kert, we reject Rava based upon Ziri. That's exactly what he answers. That's what I'm going to let the Sharatian's conscience for Ephraim. How can I left out Rava as against Ziri? Who said, well, why? The Magen Avraham said the other way around, Rabbi Kivega and Shara Melech, we reject Ziri for Rava. Now we reject Rava for Ziri. Why not? That's what it says in Megillah Sefer. A beautiful answer. Beautiful answer. And the Shara Melech says that's Pshat in the Gemara, Rav Osai. Rav Yosef said in Beis Adaf Yudches, quoted in Tosis Kufir Aleph Amud Bey, that what? You can go with a garment into the water on Shabbos. So the question becomes, why? Shiasa Kibuso. So what did Tosis try to answer? Well, it was a clean garment. But if you reject that sort of clean garment, you're stuck. The answer is you reject Rav. We reject Shiasa Kibuso. That's the Shara Melech says. That's what Shara Melech says. Fascinating. What I wanted to say is perhaps, as I mentioned briefly on Thursday, a Chiddush Neira, which I haven't seen anywhere in print, which is taking one step further. Until now we said, as the Megillah Sefer said, a beautiful Chiddush, with the Shtikl Torah, with the Suda, with the Mishameres, with the Rambam, that the Rambam, instead of rejecting Ziri in favor of Rava, as the Magen Avraham said, based on the Shara Melech and Rebbe Kivega, the other way around.
He rejects Rava in favor of Zeiri. But Rav Osai, what entered my mind is, Rava keeps backing out from things. Rava's backed out of the Sugin Tzvachim at least twice. At least twice he backed out. Elam Rav over here. Kol Kibbus Les Bekiskus Slosh Mekibbus. And he backs out from that at the end. Tos of Yadi, Shich Shich Mutter Kibbus Asa. That we know he backed out from. So if you go back to what we spoke about on Thursday, in the Bir Allah, let's turn to Bir Allah and see. He said he may have backed out from other things. Come on. Please turn. Please turn, Rabosa. Shin Beis. A little bit of a Chazara. Can't read the whole thing, it's too long. Chazara of some of the main points. Mechab writes in Siftes. Shin Beis Siftes. Muta lita in mayim, I got a minel shachshecha. You just let it soak in the water. Aval lechabsa, the heilish and b'shavshev zido ze al ze asur kiskus asur. Okay. And the beged, even the shachshecha shiyosu kibusa, the kancha b'smad the bekal dal peni. Fine. Good. Now we go to the bialach. Din zeh. The kibus of minel lohavel kim ayde shivshuf. Based on rush rovas and zvachim. Kol kibus less be kiskus losh be kibus. Okay. Fine. Sarachin rif rosh rambam asa kibus losh shivshuf. Feirish. Aye, to get to gemara zvachim. Lomatzinu shechaza rova mizeh. Rava backed out from something. What did he back out from? Let's take a look. He quotes the Gemara in Tzvachim, Rabosai. The Rava is Stamshver. Or Kosher, Rabosai. Is a machlokas Rabbanan and Acherim. In the Chasmasa Kobalat Paskins, Kosher Larba Kibus. He did great, like we saw yesterday in the Thursday at Kli. Here in the Shabbos, even Sandal. Sandal is Or Kosher. Okay, nearly a new pshat in Rambam. The last line of this page, peches, in Akrit. He puts kibus minol ba'osim in perikhaf alba the shvus, the rabbanon. Remember the rabbah, called kibus les pekiskus losh me kibus. Lefia maskana hainul inyan kibus, next page, kibus no raiso. Kimo dam chad al sham. Abba me the rabbanon osir at below kiskus. Where do you get it from? The last Gemara, Tvom Shemat Lefneim Tos and Yodi, Shich Shich Mut the Kibus Aser, Miloshen Zeh Mashma, the Stam Kibus Aser, Av Below Kiskus, and in Rava who wanted Ratal Chatchila without Kiskus, with Kiskus for sure it's Aser, and therefore Rava held Kibus Lo Kiskus is nothing, Het the Gamur Abosai. It's completely mutter. Rav Papa corrected him, and Rav said, "Tol sein biyadi, v'ena mutter kiim shich shich mi'alma, havel kibus asa kaponim v'derabbanan." So the Rif and the Rosh only mentioned this din. They never mentioned the din of kibus being mutter as opposed to kiskus, because it's asa v'derabbanan anyway. So too, or Rach and Kosh left that out, because v'derabbanan. Excuse me. Everything is awesome. Rach, kosher, kiskus, kibus without kiskus. Everything is awesome in Rabban. Everything is awesome in Rabban. And chiluk. Oh, he says I'm now on the sixth wide line, here on page 176. Otherwise, Rabbi should have said the caution shouldn't say toss and beyond. But the easy way out. Kushin is mutter. He says, no, sandal is also with Rabbanan and the Rosh. Kibus is also even without kiskos. No difference in Rach and Kushin. Always that's the Rabbanan. I didn't want to have even thought. Even kiskos mutter be Kushin, the Rabbanan and the Acherim. Even Kushin ka Acherim, mash the Rabbanan mutter be Kushin feel the kiskos. That's the Avamina Rabbah. There's no use to the Rabbanan at all. So he compared kibus to Damchatas. So there's no kibbutz with the raisa, such as kibbutz without kiskus,
rachin, or kiskas bekoshin, then no isin Shabbos either. The maskana, the Rav Papa shows kibbutz on kiskas is a problem. Asa b'drabanan, everything asa b'drabanan. That's all part of what Rava said. Toss and biyadi goes on everything. Everything. Everything which came before is all one big toss. Brackets. Without the mistapina, I would say another thing. Rava backed out, even when he said at the beginning, that kibbutz b'likiskus b'or there's no isa d'oraisa. Once that Papa says, shich shich in, kibbutz lo, so the kibbutz is isa d'oraisa also. It's even a d'oraisa. Even a d'oraisa. I put it in the Rabbanan's Chaf Aleph. That's only because he's talking about Or Kosher. But Or Rach would be awesome with d'oraisa even without kiskus. Ad kan vora b'kadosh. But never entered the Bialacha's mind that when he backed out from literally everything. That never entered his mind. But I want to say a Chiddush Gadol, which I mentioned briefly on Thursday, that maybe he literally backed out from everything. How so? You have to see the Gemara and the Rashi and take a look. What did the Gemara say there? Let's chazer. What led Rava to say Shriyos Lekibusa? This Kasha. What did the Gemara say? Let's watch this. It's a simple Gemara. Rava says Kol Kibus, that's Bekiskus, is nothing. Aye, Shich Shich in Kibus Lo. Even Kibus, Rava say, without a Kiskus. Gemara says, look. Ibirakin uka divrei akol. Ibikoshin uka cherim. What does that mean? That cherim, as you remember, they hold it as kibbutz, even with respect to or kosher. And the Tanakhama, the Rabbanan, say there's an Easter of kibbutz when it comes to rakin. And the Gemara seems to say at this point in time that what? That kibbutz would be prohibited. Now what kind, at this point in time, what kind of kibbutz would be prohibited? What? Mar says over here, shich shich in av a kibbutz lo. Mar says, yeah, you're right. Rakin divrei hakol, kashin gacher, kibbutz is awesome. Now what does kibbutz mean? At this point in time, he was working with an assumption called kibbutz les bekiskus, lo shmei kibbutz. Rabbanan, when the Gemara says that kibbutz is aser, what does it mean? What does it mean? It means, Rabbosai, at a simple level, it means... Let's chazer again. What's the kasha at the very beginning? We have to take, we're going to have to go a step back. I can't explain to you if I go... links, one step back. Just to show you. The Gemara said, Oros bar kibbutz, I am Mishnah. Put it where you put water. Harabana Racheim. Right? Harabana Racheim is there a chiv of kibbutz, then the kibbutz comes to Oros. Nafkamina for Zvachim, Dam Chatas. This week's Parsha, right now, this week's Parsha. Dam Parsha Tzav. Right? Is there a chiv when it comes to or not? So it's Machlokis. Habegev Asak Machapso, Kliva or Megara. Acherim say no. Habegev asak v'or mechapso. Okay? So the Gemara says, or we know it's about kibbutz, the furish of pasuk. It's a pasuk in chumash. Or ashet l'chabes. No. Krom asnisin berakin. Ki pligi the machlokas acherim is bekoshin, rabosai. Shishkili misani b'maya. Yeah. Bekoshin u'kirabonon. So when it comes to koshin u'kirabonon, there's no problem. That's stage one of the Gemara. Rava says, I'm backing out. Let me go for various reasons we're not going to go into right now. I backed out. Let's just go to the next page again, where we came from. Just give you the background. What? No, I have to go back. Sorry. I showed the last line before. Oh. Press the wrong button. I'm sorry. Show the last line on my mouth.
The Rava says he made a mistake. Why? On my Rava, e kashali, ha kashali. Now I have a kasha. Now I have a kasha. What's Rava's kasha? Let me go back to where we just came from before. What's his kasha? Karam uksasas derakin inu, because karam because it's our rakin. But not harsa shalor shalor nostalem mayah shetichle. How do you do that? You're putting water on both sides. The Gemara is assuming at this point in time, whenever you put water, it's in the laundering process. Moses says no. But there's a new terrace in this kasha. Kol kibus leletz bekiskus lo shmei kibus. So there was no problem putting water. No problem. No problem at all. Either Gemara is the kasha shichshuf in kibus lo. So what do you mean? Says, no, that's either rakin rabosai ukedivre hakol, because by rakin there is an iser of kibus. Ibekashin ukacherim, where there is an iser of kibus. But by kashim, according to us, there's no problem whatsoever. That's what the Gemara seems to say at this point in time. Oh. So now, Rabosai, what exactly is the Gemara's kasha over here? Ihochi beged nami. Again, one more time to show you the Rashi. What do you mean, beged nami? Beged nami yiten olam mayim v'amaitona mekancha b'smartut. If putting water alone is always going to be permissible, then why can't you just put water on it? Now, what exactly is that kasha in the Gemara? What's the kasha in the Gemara? Put water on without kiskus. At this point in time, there's only two extremes, right? There's water alone, and there's kiskus. Without kiskus, it's nothing. Sharia and kibus without kiskus are one and the same at this point in the Gemara. Answer the Gemara to this kasha. You know, we have no choice but to answer. Shriyaso zel kibuso. That's the answer, Abosai. You with me? Shriyaso zel kibuso. The only way to explain why a shriya, which is not called kibus, because there's no kiskus, so it doesn't make a difference. Shriyaso zel kibuso. They make the following radical suggestion, Abosai. Once the Gemara at the end says, tosem biyodi, and we just saw in Bialach, what does that mean? That not only is there an iser of kibus with kiskus, there's even an iser of kibus, iser of kibus without kiskus. So I have a different terrace to this kasha. Yachi beged nami. Why does the Gemara say over here, the Gemara has over, says over here, when it comes to beged nami, like this. What does that mean? Why didn't it say in the Mishnah that you can put water on the beged? Very simple, Rabbi Osai. The Gemara is telling you a chiddush that you're allowed to take a smartut yovesh and rub it down. You might have thought that a smartut yovesh is considered to be kibus. Because we're saying now, you don't need kiskus. Every kibus is prohibited. So the reason that the Gemara is forced to tell you, the Mishnah is forced to tell you, that mekanech b'smartut is not to teach you that there's a prohibition of shiyosu zeh kibus. No. No. Maybe in a chinami, you could put it in water. Shiyosu lav kibuso. But Rabosai, he's just now Machadish in the very last line. There are three levels. There's Shriya, there is Kibus, which is Kinuach without Kiskus, and there's also Kiskus. So the Mishnah is telling you a Chiddush, Rabosai, the Mekancha b'smartut. You're allowed to do what would otherwise be considered to be Kibus because you're rubbing it since there's no water. That itself is an important Chiddush for the Mishnah to tell you, Rabosai. So the Mishnah is telling you that chiddush, but maybe in a chinami, you reject shiyoso zel kibuso.
Or, in the alternative, that's a little bit radical, I could see it's radical. Maybe only on the level of the right, that's true. On the level of the right, so we reject Shriyoso, Zeo, Kibuso. Right? And Rob at the end backs out from this. Zorok, Sudol, Amayim, Chayim, he backed out. Either he backed out and held his mutter, or he backed out and held his potter. And therefore, the Mishcharitzian's question is answered. And you don't have to say what he said until now. To be Mabah Machloikas for Yisrael between Rava and Zeiri, which we saw two Gedolim held that way, in opposite directions. In opposite directions. He didn't say that, as Rabbi Kivega said, that we reject Zeiri in favor of Rava, or as the Megillah Sefer said, we reject Rava in favor of Zeiri, and be Rava backed out! Yes! The Gemara of Ziri would be a riot that he backed out. Because if he didn't back out, maybe we might be tempted to pass like Rav against Ziri. We all know Rav, Ziri is not such a known commodity. Am I Rav backed out? I didn't see he backed out. Yeah, but look, the Alokha still Arichos, he backed out of so many things. What did he back out from? In the simple level. Tos and Biyodi. Does Rashi say anything? On those words, Tos and Biyodi. Let's see if Rashi says anything. What's a minimalist position of Tos? I don't know if Rashi says anything on this. Anichos imashu derashki. So what a darash? What's the last darash Rava? What is the last darash Rava? The very last thing before is Chazara. Darash Rava mutter lechabes minol b'shabes. And on this minimalist level, he only backed out from that. Nothing else. That's all he backed out from. And then Berlach keeps saying, no, he backed out from this. Tell me any one more. I'm holding on to the Chofetz Chaim's Kapata. He yells he backed out from one or two other things. I'm adding a third thing. Follow me? Before the Berlach, he only backed out from one little thing. That's it. From this Drasha, Darash Rava. Darash. That's all he backed out from. But look, the Berlach says he backed out from this too. It's not a Darash, it's Omar. He backed out from this. And maybe he even backed out on the level of the rice that we saw. That there's brackets in the B'Allah. I'm adding, maybe he backed out from this too. Zog Sudam Ayim Chai, he backed out from everything. This was Kasha, Yochi Begad Nami. Once you say that there exists a concept of kibbutz without kiskus, it's necessary for the Mishnah to teach you in Kuf Mem Beis and Beis, the concept of smartut. Since it's dry, and the Gemara Mishnah is taking no position about whether you would be permitted to put it in water. Is it mutter? Is it also the Rabbanon? Is it also the Raisa? We're not talking about that. We're busy telling you another Chiddush. What's the other Chiddush in the Mishnah? That you're permitted to use a dry rag. Maybe the Chanan is permitted only the Rabbanon, even if you put it into water. If it's made from begging. We don't know. That's a bit of a radical Chiddush that I said. No one else said it, I saw before me. Take it or leave it. I just wanted to mention to you. So now, Rabosai, what's the halachic status? Oh, I forgot. I can't share anything. I told you we've been managing with all these beautiful svarim that are all on Bar Ilan. I want to get to Shmir Shabbos Kachos. I can't show it, right? We don't have any capacity to do that.
Try again.
Oh, just press this, right?
Yeah.
Okay, it doesn't work, right? How about Hebrew books? Is that a better chance for me than that? Is that a possibility? I just want to share what Shmir Shabbos says. I'll ask you before while we try to get on the screen. Rabosai, who here has seen tables which are covered with hard plastic tablecloths? Hard plastic. You see? And we use it in the sukkah, for sure we use it. But even once in a while, it's a royal mess. You got it?
No.
So I'll have to read it to you from my Shemir Shabbos L'chasa, and you'll make of it what you make of it. Sorry, I can't show it to you inside. We are technologically challenged today. I'll give you the source. You can look it up yourself. In Perek Tesvav, Ha'ara Chafhe. It says on top as follows. Gamla, what's he talking about?
talk about things which are made from plastic. Plastic garments. They have, sometimes they have these little kids have these plastics, they get wet. He writes as follows from Shlomo Zalman. Ika din shel kibus magumi v'hanaylon. The efsha the odif me'or kevan she'ein bolea klal v'domo l'kliyetz. Suppose it's made from rubber or plastic, it's better than leather. Leather absorbs a little bit, these absorb zero. Okay? Kliyetz. Because look at Mishnah Berurah, Shin Beis, Sif Katan, Mem Aleph. Give a look. Shin Beis, Sif Katan, Mem Aleph, Mishnah Berurah. An obvious thing, we all know the din. Look what he says. Aba Kliyet, B'kulei Alma, Ein Bo Shum Chashash Kibus. You can't wash, put water on a desk. That's no problem. So Rav Shlomo Zalman is suggesting a chiddush that maybe we should treat all these kinds of materials that are made from plastic or rubber as wood. Wood is mutter. So yeah, Baruch Hashem, we get Rav Moshe through the Bar Ilan and see what he says. This is in the middle of nowhere. This tshuva, it's a sort of air. Rav Moshe wrote tshuvas on many topics. You know, some of it together, has nothing to do with us, the first part. But towards the end, it's a totally different discussion. Ubedvar mapot shel plastic. Right, that the hard plastic covers the tablecloths. Mistaber shein odom ala oros. Shudaber shein amayim nechnasen klal asocho. Ala rak al gabo. Come on, hates. There you go. Matris. You can't wash metal. Aforakim, v'nyanzeim kikoshim, shalachein ezeinyan kibus. Rabosai, in my house, on Shabbos, don't tell the Shadchanim, we have a plastic cover on the, well, you're supposed to be coming to my house next week. Is anybody coming? Yeah. Oh, yeah? Okay, so you'll see. I'm not hiding for you. On top of the fancy tablecloths, you put a plastic, so in case people spill, Tamim and Kam could spill too. Don't worry, you can spill all you want. It's plastic. That's soft, but it's the same as hard. It absorbs zero. Rabbi, show of hands. Who is willing to be moida that in your house you have this plastic thing on top of your table on Shabbos? Raise your hand. Nobody? Nobody? Why should you do it? Why should you get things ruined? The Shadchanim say it's not Shabbos day. Shidduch. Certain parts of the world. Okay, kid you not. Like the woman wearing sneakers, I thought it was driving. Things that, you know, deal breakers in certain parts of the world. Okay, whatever. Okay, what does it say over here? The Rakamaka Koshit. Shalachain ain't a Indian kibus. Ven the damos visvaras mina machayim laoros. Hagatzmacha the baoros hafilu koshit. Ikem adam visvachim tzadidal. Shik is a kibus, that's the achayrim. Bahabi Rishon and Post Kikain Ladina, look at Bialacha, that's the Shiltis. When we come, Lomadamina, Lumina Machayim. If our kosh is us, the Shiltis, you can't wash down your dishes on Shabbos. You have plastic dishes, or metal dishes, or wooden dishes, or whatever dishes. You can't, earthenware dishes, you can't clean them. Tamut Ladiach Kalim, Afela Shane Kosh, Milsimiros Kosh, they're no harder. Shalachain, Ain, Lano, Ella, Oros. Atka. So good, he's matter. No, at the last minute he backs out. Can't find it in that place. In a royal hachmir, shelo l'shav shev yadayim b'chozek, shu can shiv shiv tzido zel. That you shouldn't do. Rak l'naklas adeimayim b'kalus, yesh l'hokel l'chul ayam. What do mean l'chul ayam? You get the impression he's saying that even if you're going to tell me that it's no better than Or Kosher, it's still mutter if it's kibus without kiskus, mayim bekalus, the nakas bekalus, not just shriya, but even a little bit of rub. Is that true? We didn't get that impression from the Bialach. The impression of Bialach we got was that even kibus without kiskus and even on Or Kosher, title of Tivusa, it still has to be the Rabbanan.
But in the first paragraph by
Shalem,
it says it absorbs all
the stuff. Ah, maybe that's what he means. Okay, maybe. But the simple reading of Moshe is that a kibbutz without kiskus, what do we call that? He says like this, Lenakol Sayyidei Mayim Bekalis, not just Shriya. You're going to go like this, just wash it. That's kibbutz without kiskus. And it's our kosher, no worse than that. It's no, right? It's no worse than that. Would be mutter. The Be'alacha seem to say, even title of Tivusa, it's kibbutz without kiskus, and our kosher, Rabosai, is still awesome with the Rabbanon. I'm just letting you know. Maybe Rav Moshe meant that there's no shadow of the Raisa. Because if you have kibbutz without kiskus, he holds there's no shadow of the Raisa. The Be'alacha, there is a shadow of the Raisa.
And how did Be'alacha deal with what he said?
I don't know. But this is for the moment what he's saying. Now, in the the Shmir Shabbos, Kilchotel of Shlomo Zalman, who was afraid to be Megel, she took and should be called Sveka Daraisa. Why Sveka? What's a Shah Sveka Daraisa? It's no better than it's no more common than our kosher. Perhaps he means that the Shiltis. Moshe's worried about the Shiltis, he's worried about the Shiltis. That's presumably what he means. That's what he means. Why Rav Moshe says that Kibbutz without Shiltis is Mutal Chulei Alma, I don't fully understand because we saw in Bialacha that he's worried. And maybe the Maskana rather backed out from this line of kibbutz without kiskus. So I'm not exactly sure. Okay, Rabosai, halacha lemaisa. Does anyone know of a housewife, maybe your mother, your wife, your sister, whatever, who washes dishes wearing gloves? Who's ever seen a woman wash dishes wearing gloves? Their hands are chapped, especially in the winter time. They put on the gloves. The gloves, latex gloves. They buy. They throw them. They just make it by the millions. Shiloh, are you allowed to wash dishes with latex gloves? You're being over on the Easter of kibbutz on the gloves. Because the gloves are under the water. Not under the water, but you're rubbing. You're rubbing. So the Orchel Shabbos says it's mutter. Why? He says, Ein p'ula zu b'p'ula zu shem kibbutz klal. Not called kibbutz. He's washing dishes. You're allowed to wash dishes. I wash this by rubbing with the gloves against the dish with the water. That's not called. I'm not intending to clean the gloves. If I want to wash the gloves, that wouldn't be allowed, presumably. But I'm just trying to clean the dishes. It's permissible. Now he discusses the following, very important. Babies have pacifiers and nipples that they use for their baby bottles. Ever know about that? Can you wash that off on Shabbos? Shlomo Zalman says it's mutter even to rub a little bit. Why? Your only intention is to get rid of the junk. To get rid of the junk on the pacifier or on the nipple. You're not interested in cleaning the rubber nipple. Well, that's not even. It's not your intention. If it's stained a little, it remains stained. You don't care about that. You don't care about it at all. Isaac Segresha? No. The Pash, the same way as before. No shame keepers. Because a very important chiddush from Nissen Karelitz, who said, Rabosai, kibbutz malavin is only by begodim, by garments. By garments. This pacifier or nipple, it's a kli. It's a kli. It doesn't absorb, right? It's less than leather. Doesn't absorb as we saw before. It's like washing the dishes. Washing the pacifier is like washing the dishes. Rav Moshe has certain sveikis when it comes to mappa plastic. No. A tablecloth is in some ways like a garment, like a curtain. It's a very big thing. It's when it goes over, it covers over something. It's like a garment covers your body, like a curtain covers the window. So the tablecloth covers the table. That has the status of a beged, not a status of a kli. As opposed to a nipple or a pacifier, it's nothing. Rabbi Yosher is quoted over there, saying he's not so sure.
If you want to put it in water, for sure it's okay, because no stress like Yibusa when it comes to leather, it's even more than leather. But to actually rub it, not so pashut, Ashayla. Why am I saying this? Because the same Yisod that these Gedolim said, I found in the same called the Nisiv Chayim, and I can't show it to you now, but I want to read it to you. I want to look it up later on. Can look it up later on. I'll give you the page number. It's page number Kuf Lamed Gimel and Dalet. You can look it up at your convenience. It's exactly the same Yisod. He's talking about Mapas Nylon. He quotes Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe brings a raya beruah should be mutter from the fact he can wash dishes. He says, no, not comparable. Why? A dish is a kli. Kli hufka milibun from Melechus Machshavis. Tum in the Mishkan. Begodim, Yerios, as opposed to dishes. The same yourself we saw from Mr. Karel, it's found on these pages. He compares it to the Bialacha Sebi spoke about a long time ago. There's no din of libun on your hair, which is attached to your body. So too, there's no din of libun when it comes to a kli. Why is this particularly relevant? We talked about contact lenses, Rav Osai. In my opinion, even soft, who uses soft? I forgot, is he here? You use soft contact lenses? So I don't think that soft contact lenses is a garment. I think it's called a kli. Even if it's somewhat soft. It's a kli. No, would anyone consider a contact lens to be a garment? It's like a curtain or a jacket, a shirt, or even a tablecloth? No, so it's a kli. It's more comparable to a nipple or a pacifier. So I wanted to suggest a chiddush over here, that's what he's saying, that this is true even if there is a little bit of absorption. In other words, the original Aruch HaShabbos said with respect to a nipple or a pacifier where there's zero absorption. He, the Siv Chaim, compares it to Seir, there is a little bit of absorption. That's why Yesh Shechitim Seir, this is the Rabbanon, you pass him. There's a little bit of something which resembles absorption in any event. So I wanted to suggest that the Heter of Kli, which knocks out Kibbutz completely, would do so even in a case where there is some absorption through the soft contact lens. Anyway, he says, Nylon Agabe Ashulchan, he suggests, is not a Kli, it's like a Beged. But Kli plastic, it's Kalim. There's no libun, Rebosai. I see Naksa from Moshe's Raya. I want to extend it, perhaps, to contact lenses. Maybe. Okay, we'll get to contact lenses by Riches tomorrow, but I just wanted to tell it to you right away, so, before we get to tomorrow's sheet. Okay.
So Kli Eitz is because of Eitz or because of Kli?
Oh, that's a very good question. The Poskim say that Kli Eitz is no problem. Why is no problem? Why no problem? They didn't say why no problem, they just said it's mutter. Obviously, it's no problem. They didn't say why. So you're suggesting. Let me ask you a question. Does wood absorb? I think wood does absorb some water. Does it not?
So does clay.
Okay. Good. So why tackles it mutter? Maybe it's mutter because it's a clay. Not that it doesn't absorb. I think water does absorb some water. Some wood does absorb some water, but I'm mistaken. It takes some wood. You put it in water, it'd be heavy to pick up. There's some water inside. I think so. Maybe I don't know. That's exactly right to this yourself. Oh. Fine. Rabosai, last week, we said he is sold, which I was fond of, but now, it's not so simple. I can't show you anything. I'll show you the Rambam, that I can show you, but all the recent Svarim, I'm unable to show you today. I apologize. It's offline here. Read Rambam. Go back to the original sources. Rambam. Perek Chavez. Halacha Yud Zayin.
Now Chav Beis is Shvusim, as we spoke of Chav Alpha, a little Shvusim. And Halacha Yud Zayin, he quotes our Gemara, Perek Tolin, and look how he quotes it. Hamakaskes is Asudar, Asur, Vneshu Malabno, Tor, Ben Suda Ben Cholak Mutter. A different Girsos, Rav Boss. I'm not going to go into the Girsos right now. We spoke about that. Barich has two Girsos, the Rabbi had them. But the Orcha Shabbos said yesterday, we spoke on Thursday, that the only reason why Kiskus is a problem, let's look at the Gemara. Look at the Gemara, Kufem Aleph Mudal, that's where it comes from. What did it say over here? Kufem Aleph Mudal. Kiskus is us, okay? So what exactly is this Kiskus? So the same issue of Kiskus is found over here on that Kuf Mem Amud Aleph. What is it? It says Rashi, the Kuskuse Kitinta, Cholok Sona Shel Pishtan, Shenis Kapsa! It was just washed in water. So we have suggested, not we, the Orcha Shabbos has suggested, that the reason why is a problem, because it's not water free. There is some water there. I was before, but still some water. So I thought it was a very nice part until I came along and said, it's very nice. I found this in the Sefer, Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos. He says, no, look over here, Rabosai. Here in Rambam, there's no water whatsoever. Zero water. There is no water. No water. He didn't give a case where there was water. That's Rashi. Oh. So now, Rabosai, therefore on this basis, he says, that even in the absence of water, Kiskus is going to be prohibited across the board. Not the vort that we said last week from the number of Gedolim. When the Kiskus is a new halacha, it makes it libun, it makes it fresh, it makes it chodosh, it makes it white. No, this business. All Kiskus is going to be usur. All Kiskus is usur. That's what he says. Not only that, but he learns pshat in the Vilna Gaon that way. In contrast, what we saw last week. Let's take a look at the Rabosa and the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon on Aruch Chaim, here in Siman Shin Beis. They don't give some cuttings over here, it'll be hard to find it. There is a beer agra, the old fashioned way, I have my old shofar. And the question, what does he mean? What does the gra mean? And I'm very persuadable. With Gedolei Torah write things, I'm persuaded by them. So I see a Gedolei writes it the other way around, then I have to take a stand. All of a sudden, I'm not so persuaded by the first Gedolei, because there's another Gedolei. One Gedolei against another. You have to use your own head. Okay? So right over here, Rabbo Sayin, Siv Zayin, open to you have Siv Zayin. What does it say? Tichal, Bigdol, Meshach, Rifnim, Lomucha, Milsa, Slazuri, Kimalabah. Allah, Bogos, Amalabah. We'll be garbage to power. Okay? What do you mean, Lo Mukha? That's a quote to Rashi. Kuf Mem Aleph Mibifnim. We just saw it before. What does Rashi say? Kuf Mem Aleph Amen Aleph Mibifnim. Lo Mukha Milsa Deschazuy Kimalabe. It's not really Malabe because there's no water. Fine. Watch this. Watch. Alpha Gav Jeosu Kiskus Besuder. Even though Kiskus Besuda Rabosai is prohibited and should be in Sif Hei, not Sif Ches, the typo. Shom, She'ein Tit Vadai Kavanos of the Tzachzuchel. In Sif Hei, Rabosai, there is no Tit. So he has in mind the Tzachzuchel. We learned until now. How did we learn? We saw Gedolei Olam Lom Pshat. That wasn't me. I'm going to take it on myself. The Sif Chaim said it. It means to make a new Chiddush. Malaben, remember this whole shtickle trial we started with? Our malacha is malaben, it's chodosh, it's new. And that's what they have this sukkah now, kutmem zayin, it's chodosh, brand new to make it look new. That's the ikar you saw of the our malacha malaben. That's the lipshad is grub. Oh, avokan, vadai kavanaso mishum tit. Here in Sim Zayin, he's just trying to get rid of the tit of the mud. Just trying to get rid of the mud, that's all he's trying to do. Just trying to get rid of the mud. And as a matter of fact, who else learns pshat this way? The Mishnah Brewer. Look at your Mishnah Brewer. I think now that I'm afraid to say that the Hilchos Shabbos, the Shabbos is correct. And I think the Sif Chaim is incorrect. As much as I liked him last week, last week I liked him, he had no competition. Now he's taking a different pshat, and I think upon reflection, that this second pshat is in fact correct. Rabosai, take a look. Take a look. In Siv Zayin, what does it say over here? He says, the third line from the bottom. I'll call ponim mecharem as eliapos abegel litzachzucho. So yishar lav shem roshem lichluch. Havikim alabe. And obviously the Mishnah Brewer is basing himself among others on the Gra. The Havik Tochen. Look at the Bira Gra. Shekosav shemashi tiru binyaneinu lechabes lechasi b'fnim u'mishim shiyesh lav tit. Ubevadai kavanoso mishum tit. I think that's correct. So therefore, I'm changing the pshat. Last week we liked the Nesif Chaim, Kiskus is only usher. To make it look brand new, I changed my mind. I hold like the Mishnah Brura, the way the Gros seems to say, B'Pshuto, Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos says, that is going to be an isser in all cases. Not only in cases, you're going to make it look like it's going to be brand new. That, unfortunately, I liked the cooler when I saw it, but unfortunately, it's not going to stand. It will not stand. We have to ask it. We have no alternative but to ask it. Oh. So now, Rabosai, if you take a look in the Rabbeinu Chananel, on the Kuf Mem Zayin Omon Aleph, give a look, please. Kuf Mem Zayin Aleph Rabbeinu Chananel. What does he say? Hamanar talisa b'shabbos chayav chatas. Okay. Hamanar k'detziv hisnari me'ofar. Who said it Friday night? I hope you said it. Said the Chadod. Hisnari at the pasuk in Yeshayim, Shevet and Nechemta. So he's saying you're moving it from the dirt, not like Tosis. You're moving it from a wet thing, just from dirt. Okay. Beged chodesh shabbos makbid olav. Omiyesh olav dvar tinuf oser avuna lenafzo. It's prohibited. Avalim ubeged yosher and olav and oadom v'lo kopet alayim tzachidish l'chumra v'rabein hachanan we saw this last week. Then shari v'chinalach v'zeh shero ulo l'rabon avim magnapti glimayu avim chay mechal l'shapsa l'rabon on the kupadisa b'malbushin v'lo kapti alayim. Havi Napsi. Okay, so that's not no kapeda. We'll come back to this tomorrow. Maybe we'll go on. I'm going to finish this tomorrow. We'll do the best we can. The last Gemara says, Abaye Havli Koi Kamedi Rav Yosef Omale Havli Kumsoi. What's Kumsoi mean? What does the word mean? Kobe, give me my hat. He saw that tal on it. What's tal? What's tal? Boss, what's tal? Hello, what's tal? Do. Do. Right? That's a toast on top. How about there's a pirish rock? Minat tal shalom. Got it from the next Gemara. Have a come a chas in the mesa. We're going to give it to him. But don't worry, the folks. Shadi, no problem. Anan al kaptin amidi. Okay, it's a repeat performance. Says the Rabbi Elchanan al kumsoi who min kova asher rosh b'mokom sudor can aminu b'perek asholeach ked liishto avik amsud avishotam mor asad vas kame amalei ad emas tavit ked liit amsud shol kumsoi. That's what it means. Okay. The Yeshom kumsu kegon kan doma legavia v'haba v'oso hatamna, whatever it is, here's the key word, tinuf. It had tinuf. Rabosai, the rock understands tala not to be dew, but to mean dirt. To mean dirt. 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 Comes along, Rabosai, the bir alocha, the very big kiddush, right over here, sif aleph, shin beis, sif aleph. He just got the rock, was just printed in his day. Yotze mikarav lor. He says, this was just printed. Rav Moshe, give a look over here on page Peirov. Watch this. Oh. Osi Shabbat, di Rabbeinu Chananel. Shiyotso ke'es lo'or salam ha'shas. It's on the seventh wide line. L'mayim bo'hetek. What is he saying? That if you are makpid, it's going to be also, even if it's not black and not new. If that's the case, v'me l'vuchach minei, ha'get v'reinu, d'b'chadati v'ukmi. Rabosai, what's the difference then if it's black and new as opposed to others? Oh, d'mistavadak l'akpid. What's the rock seem to say? That other garments which are not black and not new are also makrid, so the clear implication of the Gemara is that why are these singled out? Because you want makrid, the Sama. The doubt. The Nipir Shabbat Chanan Shabbat Lamal Heir Hashem at Einai, Bevadi at Divri Bahag. What did the Bahag say? Menar Odom Taliso, Gunav Yudo, Yoshal Ozer Pishton, O Tavshat Suso, Mutal the Kalfo. What's the Mogan from? Lachorah Me'ayin Netzel the Bahag, Adin the Zer Pishton. Where you get it from? Where are you getting it from? What's it doing over here? Here's Rabbi Nachman el Hanal Meredik, who mefarish Ma'aser Omer b'Gemara Chazot Tala Alo, Haynu Dvar Tinuf, and the Meiri and the so-called Ran, Vizel Kolo Kol Dama Shemitana Bo Abeged, Al Zeheshel Rav Yosef Mefot Tushdi Mishonan Lo Kabdinon, who was the Ayiru Dibre Bahad, Shemitchila Kosa Demut Lanar Talisuk Rav Yehuda. Hayne mishum in ala kaptinon, v'chakak ramaz v'dino ala maizid abayi Rav Yosef muska v'gemara, abayi Rav Yosef, according to the gifts of the Rabbeinu Chananel's interpretation, not talking about dew, talking about dirt. V'zeh kol atam heter, v'zeh gam kem rai mishum in ala kaptinon kemo in near talus. This is v'zeh, shimu ishu makmir olam shokos ma'ashu yigov, imen azera pishtan ala tam shushu nisiyah v'godam, yeyisu gomor, after the Ribahat, so the Kalfa Bishabis, Vidino Mamish Bechol Protus, while they are near Menatal, the Bigamara Smashu Lahadod in the memory of Hunam and Umashma, Vidina Machod, Chiheki, the Tiko Shogunar of our God in the near Menatal, the Offer the Osir, after Abiyuda Rabbi Yosef of Shir and Anlok Abdina, Shabazel Otoli, the Tolibia Mogabaz Man, Yeshakpin, Yeshakpin, Kenu Adinimian, Achron of Berry, the Ribahat Kolat Sore. I teach our big dog, Megor Betziporen. Why is that permissible? And a chinami. Mar Shalom Bechalti, Abel Makri. Inami Oiga, the teach our big dog after Megor Betziporen, and Mabra Kessel Megame. Right, the Megor Ahobi at the Nalamalo. That's it. Leaves a stain. Leaves no stain. He's saying it's absolutely awesome. Not only is it awesome at both sides to do like this, it's even usher to do like this, the kalfo. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah. So here, Abosai, we have an ally. The same sefer, Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos, which was against the chiddush we said last week from the Sif Chaim, that even kiskus is permissible as long as I make it look brand new. But on this issue of scraping it off and leaving no stain, at the Bialokas Machmir, You're not scraping off, you leave no stain. Here, the Shabbos b'Shabbos is a Megill. Why? Because the Pasha Pshat in the Mishnah, you have a Lishleshes, you can rub it off with a Smartut. Who said you left a stain? Who said you left a stain? Who said so? Mapitom. The Pasha Pshat of Halachas Gedolos is that you can rub it off completely. I, the Bahag, put one din next to another. So both Orch Shabbos and Ilch Shabbos say the same thing. Number one, he said in another parag without next to each other. Number two, the fact that next to each other, he has 10 din next to each other. No connection to one and the other. The idea of if something fell and was dry, you're permitted to scrape it off completely, even if it leaves no stain. I, Tala, no. Tala is wet dirt. It's not stamdu. It's wet dirt. If it's wet dirt, then you have a problem because it's wet dirt. It's absorbed in the garment. You may not remove that, even if you just go scratching like this. But if it's something which is dry dirt, which is fundamentally on top, and you scrape it off and leave no stain, the Mishnah Berurah asks it. But these gedolim think it's mutter. Room to be mekel based on two gedolim. Api shnayim gedolim yotam davim. You have the Hilchos Shabbos b'Shabbos, you have the Orchos Shabbos, they both say the same thing. But the Siv Chaim took it a step further and wanted to be Matthew in Kiskos, unless they didn't make it look brand new. That we have to reject based on the Vilna Gaon that we saw, which seems to be more in consonance with the child of Bialocha, the Mishnah Berurah, than with that of the Siv Chaim. So we have a Pshara of Osa. Comes to Kiskos, we answer it. Comes to just Kiluf, we be Matthew it. Okay. Rabosai, let us now turn our attention to a discussion which we had already again last week. We have to see a few more details. In Sif Tes, we were here last week already. In Sif Tes, there are 2 days in the Ramah. The first day is Matir Bega Chenel of Lichluch, we spoke about it earlier today, the Rishita. The second day is Yesh Osir B'chol Inyan. Everything is Osir, but in Sif Yud it says, Sif Yud says, Derech Lichluch. So the 2 Teirutzim. The first test is not there if there's no Lichluch on it, even Derech Nikoyim. And the second day, presumably, asks that, but it's not there what we call Derech Lichluch. Okay? Fine. The Vilna Gaon commenting on that. Yeshalov. Oh! How's the Mechaber Paschim, Rabosai? How's the Mechaber Paschim? I thought my whole life, a plain, simple Jew, Mechaber's Megill. Because what did he say here in Sif Tes? What did he say? Begad Jeshlov Lichluch is a problem. Implying that what? No Lichluch is no problem. Like the read. The Gros says no. Lav Dafka. Tabes Yosef Lesley Haisvar Lechalik Ben Yeshlov Olo. Ben Yeshlov Olo. Who said so in Beis Yosef? And in Sif Yud, what did he say in Sif Yud? Harochets Yodav Tov L'Nagba B'Kov Zu B'Zu U'L'Hos Men L'Hamayim Kfi Yecholto Kono Shina Kem V'Mapa V'Mapa S'Klin. Not the Ramah in Sif Yud. L'Lishna D'Masnisin Nokat. He quotes the Mishnah, Rabosai. Don't make a big deal out of a word in the Mechaber when all he's doing is quoting a Mishnah Mefereshes, Rabosai. What did Mishnah say? Kuf men beis amid beis. Ha'oish love l'shleshes. Nu, I rabbi, the Mishnah itself prove that? No. No. U'mishim seifa mekancho. Ah. The reason, how does it l'shleshes? Because it's the seifa. No, it's not. Excuse me. Mekancho b'smartut. How to tell you that you're permitted to use a dry rig and get rid of it. Not a day. It's nothing for you to use a dry rig. So the Mechaber Rabbo sits in the Machmirim in the Shaila. And then the Mishnah Berurah writes in Tzidkot and Memches, since the Mechaber seems to be Machmir, and was 2 days. Okay? I feel very angel look at the Sister Shusuka Buso. Can I feel the Buat and also the Shum Kibus? In the Sina Smaila Begadu Derek Lichlum Shari. Via Shlachosh Ledea Zu, Lahaka Vishal Torah. Look at the Bialach of Meliozut, they should be Machmir for the Shita Rabosai. I had a Machabas in the Mechilin. Look at the bottom line of page 176. Pasha lishu the gemash of the sova gedei rishonim and ramah ain lo lichus mutter. No shetz gibusam. Magen Avraham said that way. I can't find my. I held the Magen Avraham. But on seven Shabbos in the Gura say no. Hold the Yesh Olsrim. Shin Lamedali also the Yesh Olsrim. Right? Because even with Eilu Luchli Seishu Yosef Kibuso, Isif Yud, he says, Tov Lenagbo, Wildly Tov, that's because it's Derech Luchli. Then even the Mechab is masking to Derech Luchli. And why that's Yesh Luchli? Yishnimas is a Nagash and a Kanko. That's what it says. So the Gura says, Hanochem Kedei Rishona, he made a miskav of the kvisa, he passed the kula. Rov Rishonim, the hold the first day, no little that's okay. The kevin yesh kama Rishonim shemachmirim b'zeh. And that's a tur, shin yetesh, shin amadal, the Rishonim explained to the Mechabal that way too. Yesh lofo shulahachmir b'yisit Torah. And that's other posts, Eliyozu. So we pass the lechumra, the chatchila, not to put something which is clean into water. Let's not forget, the Urayim, Rebbe Osai, hold the whole, everything is us. Take a look at the Urayim, quote of Mishnah Berurah, end of Sifkot on Lamites. He quotes Heter of Derech Lichluch. The Yesh Machmir, oh, from my Merubin, I feel like Derech Lichluch, I mean, it shows the Kibuso. I, Agamaris, or Nunches, who says so, that is the Sefer Urayim we had on the screen last week. It's even when we're Machmir, even if we be Machmir, like the, against the first day of, we're not just big crazy machmir, we're not like the Urayim. That the Mishnah Berurah does not say we're required to be machmir for. Okay? Fine? Good. What's pshat in Maya Muatim according to the Urayim? Why is that mutter? Why is it mutter? Why is Maya Muatim mutter according to the Urayim? The Shiyasu Kibbutz applies to all garments. Why? So we suggested that Maya Muwatim will not do a full job. Maya Muwatim, such a small amount of water, will not in fact cleanse the garment sufficiently. It won't be clean. If it won't be clean, Rabosai, we have a right to be somewhat lenient. Somewhat lenient if it's not going to clean it completely. That's how we learn Pshat. And she says, Reim, with a small amount of water, it's not going to clean it completely, Rabbi Osai. And that's why we suggest when it comes to wine, what did Ram say when it came to wine? It was matri, against the Bahag. Why? It won't make it clean completely. Oh. The Sefer Truma said what he said, like the read, but only if Eina Mechavin. Look at the Mishnah. We saw this on the Sefer Truma in the screen last week. The Mishnah Berurah quoted here in Sifkaton Memvov. What does it say? The Shvila Mekibas Al Yeshlof Lichluch will become a Gavos of Reuben Shema Yisot. And Mechave Ben Sina Samayim Lechamso in Lamayim Wat Vosu Ken Muchach Behedir B'Sefer HaTshuva. Correct. We suggested that remember the steer in Sefer HaTshuva has also been asked Rabbanim. But Midaraisa perhaps it would be mutter, even in this kind of a situation. That's what we suggest. Okay, we're not going to repeating the whole thing again. We spoke about the possibility: can there be a kavana to clean it in a case in which on both sides it's totally clean? You mentioned the rush in Yuma. Seem to say that. That it would be a problem. It would be a problem. If this Maya Merubim, even if it started off clean, we weren't sure. Oh. So now, about in the remaining time, let us try to analyze a few other important points. We wanted to suggest, about that the issue of Maya Merubim is a literal Kippur Shaila. The Ramah says no. Shema Yischot. It's only a Shema Yischot Shaila. That's true. Sefer Truma really says the Beferish. Shema Yischot. Fine. There are cases that we're not worried about this. There are cases when I worry about Shem Yisrael. Right? And then there will not be a limud problem. We'll discuss this together. Based on what Kuf Yud Gimel Beis, we saw. In some cases, there is an issue of Shem Yisrael. In some cases, there are both sides. There is not. The Bach says, Maya Muadin is not called a Shriya. Ah, on both sides. Doesn't say water is kibus. Shriyaso ze kibuso. What does Shriya mean? It has to soak in a significant amount of water. A small amount of water is simply not called Shriya. You would not apply the principle of Shriya within a small amount of water. I'm reminded, forgive me for getting into a total digression. When I was a young rabbi, there was still a concept. A butcher would bring in meat from the Midwest and would kasher it himself with salt, and I was sort of in charge of the salting. And if you know the kasher, we spoke about it last year a little bit, you have to salt within 72 hours. And if you run out of time, you have to soak it in water. So I was about 4 in the morning on a Sunday morning soaking things in water. Don't ask. It was a tumult that when in certain places they would send the stuff in the Midwest and they'd pass by in the railroad cars, it's the old days, railroad cars in somewhere in Pennsylvania, and they'd hose it down. As a pilpul, that's considered hosing it down, is that called a shriya? And somebody just said, you took a water gun. I'm saying they didn't do a good job. Because shriya has to be really soaked in water completely. It was the other way around, okay? So that I'm just mentioning as a sort of a little bit of a reminder just now, if you small amount of water, it's not called shriya. Shriya is like kibusa. It has to be soaked in. Otherwise, it's not considered to be a shriya at all. That's what the Bach seemed to say. And the Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to agree. Look at Mishnah Berurah over here. Look. Right over here. The Mechaber says here in Siftes, Beget Shei Shalom Lichluch, Osir Afilu L'Shachshecho, L'Zeo Kibusa. What does that mean? Says the Mishnah Berurah L'Shachshecho, Pirish, She'os Lita and all of Maim Klal, Afilu Muatim, L'Zeo Kibusa, L'Shir Osir Kibusa. Here he's saying, against this verse. Against this verse. Even this tiniest amount of water would still say Shriyaso Zel Kibus. You know where he got it from? Where did he get it from? Tell us where he got it from. Look at the Sharati in Sama Gimel, Mogan Avraham. Shaoso Litan Olav Mayim Klal. The word Klal is found in the Mogan Avraham. But to be honest, they're both saying, let's be honest, don't trust me. Let's look at Mogan Avraham. Let's look at Mogan Avraham. Never trust the Rebbe. Never. Always look for yourself. The Magen Avraham says over here, watch. The word klal is there, that's true, but Pirish, she'os litan of mayim klal. But he stops right there. Doesn't say afilu muatim. He never said that. One can interpret the words Eino Mayim Klal differently. Means even without Shifshuv. Oh, but only Mayim Merubim. Yeah, that's what I would have said. Now, Rabosai, once we're here, quick peek. Prima Gaudim has the following Nakuda. Watch this. Tosis Kasha. Dafke Tirits. Oh, the first Tirits. Dafke Shalv Lichl Shiosu Kibuso. Lovin Ago the Gamri. Oh, Tirtsu. Dafke Shiosu Derek Kibus. Haderech Lichl Shari. Ulacholech and Merate Rutsim Kula Bechumra. The Tirits Rishin Kula. Kobeg and Noki Mutlin Lamam Nikim Afmin Derek Lichl. Vechumra, kol shi yesh lichluch olav, afterech lichluch lenagav yadayim sham asur abosai. He paskins that the two terutzim disagree with each other. That's quoted by the bir halacha. Watch this. Ein, av shesh lav lichluch, afil derech lichluch kol lagav yadayim, os tezu kem shesh lav lichluch, is kvar, ke kod the primi godin, ke mashu ba'al lasamin, when we call the God, and he is like the Lord, Brira Adam Kokach, the Shloma, the Derek Lichluch, the Chuli Amashari, the Ayin. Maybe even the first teretz agrees with the second teretz. Maybe. I'm not so sure. Now there were those who say even further than that. That when the second teretz in Tosfos, that what does he say? Derech Lekel Shari, he only meant to piggyback on the first teretz. So Lekel Shabbos for Shabbos suggests that this is a Gora Chiddush. That there never was a teretz. Rabosai, the Prima Godim is pilpuling where the first teretz accepts the teretz of Derech Lekel. He says no, and Mishnah Berurah says yes. Lekel Shabbos goes further than that. There never was an independent teretz of Derech Lichluch. The whole heter of Derech Lichluch is only if it's Eilel of Lichluch. That's what he suggests. That to me is a Chiddush Neuro. He pins it on the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Nun Gimel. Why? Because he says over there, this Teretz of Derech Lichluch works, it's only Meir Aglayim. Avakshu Yeshu Lev Tzoa, also La Avira Afir Dei Nigel Vayadayim, Afa Pishu Derech Lichluch, Mikomakon Kibisu. Why? Because they had dirt on it. The Abed Hayim Malukul, the Osim, they called him at the Maviro. On this basis, he wants to say that the second teretz only exists in combination with the first teretz. There's a kash against the Bialocha that they both agree to each other. No, the Prima Godim is right. Okay? Just keep this in mind. That's what he suggests. Okay? So, Machlokas Gedolei Aposkim. What the relationship between the two terutzim and Tosfos happens to be. Fine. Now, this idea, Rabbi Osai, of Derech Lichluch, is it a matter of fact, or is it a matter of method? The method that he's using, Rabbi Osai. We saw this already a little bit last week. Let's see it again. Is it a matter of fact, or is it a matter of the method that he's using? In other words, you make it cleaner rather than dirtier, or you use a cleansing method and not a, what we call in our language, a dirtying method. Right? It's a serious question. Well, let's take a look at the Lashon of Tosfos and Masechta Tzemachim and see. I'm just repeating myself. I'm making new links for nothing. Sorry for this going out of the way. Watch. Tosfos Vachim. The Kancha V'smartut. Puwara Shrasa Kibuso. Goes into a close into the water. Lo chashiv kibus b'shem davi derech lichluch. Why? Look what he says. A mitziyasach. V'yosem mislachlachim begodim k'shenichlasa b'noar levusha v'yimashim iskapsin. It's a matter of fact. It gets more dirty than it gets clean. However, Rabbi Osai, not everyone agrees to that. For example, Rabbi Osai, we saw, where are we? Tur. What does the Tur say? Simeon Beis. Look at the Tur. Watch the Tur. Rabbi Osai, give a look in the Tur. And see what he says. The post can say, based upon the tour, that no. Oh. I mean, the time is not the derech lichluch. Umi tam the hitter, beisha, shalichluch, atina, begodeh, bemeir aglayim. Once we have, let me take a sidetrack for a second. Once we're here already, he saw him. Rami Wittenberg says, you don't say Shrasa Kibuso, and the beggar Pishta, Avalo Bishal Tzemer. What do we say? Pishta and Tzemer. We put water on Tzemer.
Ani tamea. Mamush yesh l'chila ben tzema l'pishtan. Ena mahava gemara. Ela ben or l'begen. Aval kol begodim shavim. So we saw in the Tos Yishana last week, if you recall, a distinction between miskabes mehera or not miskabes mehera. Shrosi gulus only if it's going to be quickly, fairly quickly, get the dirt out of it, so the soaking water itself is going to achieve that goal. Anyway, the Pashup Shat Rabosai in the tour is that Bega Chesh of Lichluch, and on talking about Lichluch over here, which means maybe even Tzoa, you still would say Derech Lichluch. The Pashup Shat of Tosis is that way. Tosis we started with. We saw that the Hagos Mordechai Bracha says that way. It applies even to the case of Tzoa. Whereas other Rishonim said, no, we spoke about this at significant length last week. I'm going to go into it again. The Pasha Pshat and Tosfos over here in the Masechta Shabbos sounds like it's a little bit against the Tosfos in the Masechta Zvachim. Because here in the Masechta Zvachim, they keep saying a matter of fact, right? So they get dirtier rather than cleaner. Whereas an out, open up to our Tosfos. So we started with this. This is how we started the Sugya, if you recall last week. Kuf Yud Aleph from the base. You don't get that impression. They don't discuss more dirt, less dirt. They call it Derech Lichluch. It's just a way of doing things. That's what it sounds like. Oh. Fine. That's what it sounds like. So now Rabbi said the Bir Halacha in Simen Shin Chaf Sif Yud Ches. Take a look, Rabbi said. Shin Chaf Sif Yud Ches. Please turn. Shin Chaf Sif Yud Ches. You know this sifu many times before. The Sukhrais and the Nezaisa. Okay? It's here in the Ramatskil Tov. It's the very, very end. It says, Tov Lahigam to avoid this problem. He says as follows, Rabosai, watch this. He's worried here about kibbutz. The last seven lines on this page 292. He says, Taz writes, in Mayim Oyayin Lova Nishbach Al Mapa Osam Ligro Afila Besaket Avim Mechabes Bekavarosak Shagoro Bekoa. Was bevarai bore the schilus amapa that betoldos mechabes. It's the Torah b'shem liben amapa. Pre begodim, after the svilei the k'mayim avshe ain bekoach asal legror. The base agreira shirotz of the shafel aorot neslach lech amapa. The mokum shahoya yavesh betchila ushiyasu kibuso. He wants to be made il b'shas atchak. Roma poskim say beg hashem lo lechloch. You don't say shasu kibuso. Begam she'ein miskav in the chav. What is it? Begam. Begam chavon is ochel ato. We from today. What do you mean begam? What's begam, Rabosa? What's begam? So I saw in the Orchel Shabbos. He quotes v'tzireif the sefer Truma who says ein a mechav in the chav the kibus is mutter. That's shver avard. The entire word of the Ri is only in the case of Eina Mekabe and Lekabes, as we saw in the Mishnah Berurah Mem Vav, named the Sefer Truma. So the Orchel Shabbos answers that he's Mate only with Nikar She'eino Mekabe and Lekabes, which we just saw. Frankly, what I learned Pshat in the words of the B'Alacha, not that V'gam She'eino Mekabe and Lekabes is Mitzarif another Shita. No! This shita itself that he's quoting over here of Roma Poskin is only limited to a case where Eino Mechabe and Lechabe. It's not that they're two different shitas. I read it a bit differently. However, Rabosai, if you look at Sharatzion, Shin Yutes, Sivkotin, Nun Gimel, sounds against me. Take a look. Shin Yutes, Sivkotin, Nun Gimel. It should be Nun Beis. Nun Beis. What does it say in Nun Beis?
What happened over here? What happened in Sif Tezai? What happened? There's water all over the place. Okay? So he's saying over here, he's talking about Borer. But forget Borer. What about Kibbutz? So if you take a look on the Mishnah Brewers of Kotlin and Tess, Shemalabe Lek, okay, Lek Alichluch, but that's awesome, Sham. I'll see it too, with water. And Yabba's maker. Why? B'mokal matchak ish lehokel, kevan she'enu miskaven l'kvisa. Nun beis. Alirab akosav kevan she'enu nishrakim dava muat, tam kolshu. B'kobakom yesh lehokel b'tam shekosavnu, das mag kosav. Lo amina shiosu da kibuso, b'dava she'enu miskaven. You hear what's going on? A dava she'enu miskaven, he says, it's an independent heter. Not only because it's also Embo Lichlo. It's an independent heter. That's what the Bialacha said over here in Shinchov. The way Yachas Shabbos understood. Okay, it's not the way I understood it. I gotta be honest. There are Dolim who disagree with me, Lakula, and they're saying they're Vart, and I can't talk me to argue with them. They had to have a bigger Kula than I had. A much bigger Kula than I had. So now I will say a final point for today, and that is as follows. The Alter Lubavitcher Rebbe has the following nekuda. We had the grass, but is it wrong? What does it say? Then we have in the Shulchan Aruch Rav somewhere? Yeah, that's already once before. Okay. Watch this. You'll see that the Alter Rebbe is Lishitosa. Alter Rebbe is Mamash Lishitosa. Watch. We are Alter Rebbe fans, just so you know. Watch. He says, "Umishum isa libun ein lachosh benoras ubechatiras begash shesavah barza afu yai lovin shumalavin and shen asuyin lekach ve'ein al choshes libun klal kemoshin is bar b'simen shinya tesin mishameres." And the lengthy piece that he has with respect to the kuntrasach and shin beis. Okay, where does it come from? Let me show it to you in the Ran. Rebbe said, "Show, look in the Ran, please." We'll end with this. The Ran, Rebbe Such Raisa de Nezaisa. It's on page Kuf Yud Dal in my print. It's Mem Aleph, Amen Aleph in the old print. What does he say? He says, the very end of the Perek, right before the new Perek begins. The last few lines. He says, "Hai Mesuch Raya Meshim Schida de Malabe Neimbo. Shafilu timtza loma shayayin malabit kasivna mikol makom eina misuch reisim mislabenes shein derech libun bekach." He says, there's no derech libun bekach. That's exactly what's quoted over here in the Alter Rebbe. However, the Bir Halacha does a turnaround on us. Take a look over here in Simen Shin Chav Sif Yud Ches Dibur Maschul Yesh in the bracket. In the brackets. Look what he says. The bracketed comment. Umashakos the Ran, by eight lines up. The ain't derech libun b'sukhrais al yidei zeh. Shari rishonin lo eskiru sarazu. Rak shakos the mishonin libun b'shar mashu tsef b'chuma. That means he wants to paskin against the Ran. He wants to paskin against the Ran. Rabosai, he himself is the one in Shin Yud Tes that taught us about the Tosfos Shabbos. Ayin Shematam. And the Tam is Alter Rebbe's Tam. And Alter Rebbe said there's a linkage between what the Tosfos Shabbos said and what the Ran says. But over here comes the Mishnah Brewer, a bit of a stira. Because there he holds that the Tosfos Shabbos is correct. And here he wants to say we don't paskin like the Ran. It's a tremendous kasha. which the Achronim is. I have no teretz. My time is up. Mitzvah tomorrow, I'd like to try to finish these in Yonim. Our main topic will be contact lenses. And if you want to look up on the Aruch HaShabbat, there's a whole shiv in the back from Rebbe Yoshev, another Gedolim, about contact lenses. And we'll try to complete that topic tomorrow. Okay.